Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today, I got a special video. Over the next month, I'm going to be breaking down certain teams' draft needs. And today, I'm going to start with my team, who I've been following since 1966, the Dallas Cowboys, and their draft needs for 2022. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. And we'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Well, it's a very, very unique time in the Dallas, Texas metro area. See, it's something always going on in Dallas, whether it's during the regular season, whether it's off-season. Since Jerry Jones has been the owner, man, you cannot be surprised at anything that's going to happen. But I would say this, it's must-see TV, and that's why the Cowboys are America's team, one of the richest franchises in all of the world. Going back to 66, why I like this great organization, great team. As a six-year-old growing up in Memphis, Tennessee, the 901, first time I came glimpse with them Cowboys with them white jerseys, silver helmets, Dan Meredith, Don Perkins, Walt Garrison, the Olympic, and then track man Bob Hayes, Florida A&M, Pettis Norman, Chuck Howley, Jeffrey O'Pugh, Ralph Neely, John Nealon, Dave Edwards, Roll Tide, Leroy Jordan, Cornell Green, and Mel Renfro. And I still get excited when I think about the 66 season. And even now when I'm 6 years old, I'll be 62 in July. I'm going to be a Cowboys fan to the day I die. Let's talk about the Cowboy needs. It's very simple to me. It don't take a rocket scientist. It starts with the offensive line and the defensive line. Those are the two needs I think the Cowboys need to make. And I go back to all of my memory is this past wild card game against the San Francisco 49ers. The Cowboys D-line gave up 169 yards on the ground, and Frisco's defensive line sacked Dak Prescott, the star quarterback, five times. It's the great Bobby Butler, Florida State finest, Atlanta Falcon for 12 years, is on our platform. I always say, you can get toys on the outside, but this game is going to always be won at the line of scrimmage. And the thing that bothers me most being a Cowboys fan is that Dallas has not had an impact player at the defensive line position, a run stuffer. Going back to the Super Bowl years, 71, run stuffer, Bob Lilly and Jeffrey O'Pugh. 1977, Super Bowl, Bill Gregory, Jeffrey O'Pugh, and Randy White. 1992, Super Bowl, Tony Casillas, Chad Hennings, Jimmy Jones, Leon Lett, Russell Maryland, run stuffers. 1993, Jimmy Jones, Leon Lett, Russell Maryland, run stuffers. Mr. Jones, to you, Miami. Leon Lett, Small School, Imperial State. Russell Maryland, to you, Miami. And then 95, Leon Lett, Russell Maryland, and Chad Hennings. That's one thing the Cowboys have never had over the last 20 years, a big-time defensive lineman. Now to the offensive line. You're paying Dak Prescott a lot of money. He got hit a lot last year. Tyron Smith, I appreciate you as a player. But, man, let's be for real here. You have not played a full season since 2015, and you missed 14 games in 2020, and you missed 6 games last year. We appreciate you being one of the best that played the game, but it looks like you're getting long in the tooth. I'm sorry, my brother. I love you, USC finest. Connor Williams, brother, I'm glad you're gone. 11 holding penalties to lead the National Football League. To Cowboy Nation, Mr. Connor Williams signed a deal with Miami yesterday, the Miami Dolphins. Then another need. After I said the offensive line and the D-line, I'm going to go to the linebackers. Lyndon Vanden Esch, love you, man. You've been hurt, but you've been up and down. Mr. Kawana Neal, the experiment is not going to happen over here in Dallas. I know you're a young man that played under Dan Quinn, but you're too light to be a linebacker. A young man that I think Dallas will take Dallas defense up and make Michael Parsons more lethal and more dangerous. There's a young man from Horn Lake, Mississippi, which is 15 miles from Memphis, just won a national championship with the University of Georgia. And he's an academic All-American. He goes by the name of N'Kobe Dean. That'll be my 3 major needs. An offensive lineman, D lineman, impact run stuffer, and a linebacker who can make plays in space and be that other, I want to say, Bunny and Clyde with Michael Parsons. And then some other major needs. I just gave you 3 other needs. Cornerback position. Anthony Brown, you've had a long, great career, but we need to upgrade that position. Kevin Joseph, obviously you're not ready because you couldn't beat Anthony Brown now. And this is a deep corner for cornerbacks here in the 2022 NFL draft. You can get a Storm Duck out of North Carolina, a Martin Emerson out of Mississippi State, an Andrew Booth out of Clemson. Them guys going to be available, man. And they football players. And they main forte along with Roger McCreary, they can cover man to man. With Trayvon Diggs getting a good call at the corner, it could be the legend of Boone again all over. Richard Sherman all over again. Then finally, when you look at the Cowboys, everybody's talking about the wide receiver, Amari Cooper going to Cleveland. But you still can get a good quality wide receiver. Let them throw that on my list. This is a deep draft. Christian Watson. George Pickens will be available in the second round. So when I look at that, Cowboy Nation, don't get upset because Amari Cooper is leaving. That's why we drafted CeeDee Lamb to be the number one receiver. Time to step up, University of Oklahoma. Boomer Sooner! But Dallas is still looking good as a football team. We lost Randy Gregory. Unfortunately, rumors are the Cowboys are putting their money out there to Von Miller. So I'm not too much really concerned with that. DeMarcus Lawrence, we resigned him. We still got 2 impact players that can rush the passer, him and Mr. Parsons. Amari Cooper's gone, who I just mentioned. He's going to be benched in Dallas, but plain and simple, he wasn't worth $20 million. And Randy Gregory, I'm disappointed in you, man. But at the end of the day, I still think when it's all said and done, I just don't see you having a better career going to Denver than leaving Dallas over some language in the contract. And we know what that was about. But Mr. Gregory, remember this. A lot of people give Jerry Jones flack, him and his son, Steven. But, man, they hung in there with you when you were suspended for two seasons. Didn't even get on the field. But that's all right, though. That's why it's the NFL draft, man. Still some good players in Dallas want to go that way in the draft. Jermaine Johnson can get after the pass. Or Logan Hall. Jermaine Johnson out of Florida State. Logan Hall out of Houston. So we're going to be all right right there, Cowboy Nation. But the thing that I look at Dallas, and one thing I'm going to say this, I cannot remember till recently when the Cowboys have had a real strong draft that's had impact players that has played the role in their five Super Bowl championships, and it even kept them relevant. 1964. Draft produced Mel Renfro, Bob Hayes, and Roger Staubach. Super Bowl, baby. 1975, the Dirty Dozen. Randy White, Thomas Hollywood Henderson, Pat Donovan, Randy Hughes, Herbert Scott, Scott Laidlaw. Super Bowl, baby. 90, Emmitt Smith, Jimmy Jones. Super Bowl, baby. 1991, Russell Maryland, Alvin Hopper, Dixon Edwards, Michigan State, Eric Williams, Central State, Leon Lett, Larry Brown, who's the last pick in the 12th round to end up becoming a Super Bowl MVP. 1992, Kevin Smith, Robert Jones, East Carolina, Dan Woodson, one of the best safeties ever played, Arizona State Finals. And they had a special team ace out of Carson Newman, by way of Jefferson City, Tennessee, and Clayton Holmes. And then in 1993, Kevin Williams out of the U, Dan Smith out of the U, Brock Marion out of Nevada. Five Super Bowl championships. Then in 2005, the Cowboys had some nice pieces in that draft. DeMarcus Ware, Marcus Spears, Marion Barber III, Chris Cantor, Jay Rathcliffe. My point is, it's time for Jerry Jones and in this regime here with Dan Quinn, Mike McCartney as the head coach. It's time to put one of them drafts together and start getting pieces that can contribute to the Cowboys' history of five Super Bowl championships. I want to say this. Special thanks to Lyle Collins. Special thanks to Amari Cooper. Special thanks to Connor Williams. Special thanks to Randy Gregory. Great Cowboys. Good football players. But it's time to move on. I will say this. The needs again for me, Vincent Turner Hill, 100 yards of football. The game is one of the line of scrimmage. You pay Dak Prescott all this money. You might want to go offensive line in the first round. Come back in the second round, get you an impact D lineman. And then come back in the third round and maybe get you a corner. The players that I think the Cowboys, hands down, if you're sitting there at 24, Kenyon Green. We just recently finished up a video with him. I done with the number one scout, Mr. Daniel Kelly. If he's sitting there at 24, there's no question about it. I'm getting him because what I think about Mr. Green, Godzilla, King Kong don't have nothing on me. And the second lineman will be Tyler Linebaum, University of Iowa. Now, if they're not there, my second choice, you got Michael Parsons that's emerging. That's a star in this game. He's merging to that level. LT, Lawrence Taylor, Mike Singletary, Derek Thomas, Ray Lewis. Yes, sir. Michael Parsons is starting to emerge. It's going to get serious with him. So you need to bring another toy with him. You send that $24 and all the players that you want to board are off. I'm calling Horn Lake, Mississippi. And I'm going down there and I'm saying, where yet, N'Kobe Dean. And then other options. Let's say all those players are off the board. Granted, I don't think you need a third receiver. But I would say this. Amari Cooper's gone. Even though Michael Gallup resigned for a lot of money. But Michael Gallup is coming off an ACL injury that he tore in week 17 against the Arizona Cardinals. And I just don't know if he's going to be ready to go at full speed. CeeDee Lamb is your number one option. I was really hoping that the Cowboy Nation would keep Cedric Wilson, but he went for more money with Miami. Love to you. Grace to you from the 901. Young man played football at White Station High School by way of Boise State, and his dad won a Super Bowl ring as a receiver with the Pittsburgh Steelers. If this receiver's there at 24, and he's got ties already to this Jones family a little bit, then I think he could be Jamar Chase too in this draft. I think his skill levels at that point, at that level. Treylon Burks, the University of Arkansas, big, fast, after the catch. Don't mind to be bumped at the line of scrimmage. He would be a nice, nice option. Ooh, pig, suey. Those would be the options that I would go with. Offensive lineman. D lineman. Let me throw a name in there. If the Cowboys send that 24, Devontae Wyatt at Georgia. Of course, I like to have Gonzalo Jordan Davis. But I think Devontae Wyatt could be that run stuffer in Dallas. Those are the players at number 24 that I think can help the Cowboys get their coveted goal. See, every season, even through the draft, is one word in Dallas. It's like the great Michael Irvin always say. You come in as preseason. I don't care how good or how bad you are as a football team. The ultimate goal of all 30 teams is get to the Super Bowl and win it. It's something about having that trophy. It's something about being the king of the mountain. You world champions in the most beautiful, brutal game of all sports, football. It takes special people to play at a high level in the National Football League. So, my top three needs for the Dallas Cowboys going into the 2022 NFL draft will be offensive line, left tackle or guard. Next need will be a run stuffing D tackle. Next need will be a linebacker playing beside the superstar, the legend. He's going to be a legend, Michael Parsons. And the fourth need will be a wide receiver based on the fact Amari Cooper is gone and Cedric Wilson is gone. So those are my top four needs. Offensive line, guard or tackle. Defensive line, run stuffer. Linebacker. And finally, wide receiver. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. And my final words about the Dallas Cowboys and a 2022 NFL draft needs. It's like the great Christopher Cross. It is the night. My body is weak. I'm on the run. No time to sleep. I got to ride. Ride like the wind. To be free again. Let's get it right, Dallas Cowboys. 2022 NFL draft needs. Let's ride like a wind and be free again and bring another Super Bowl to Cowboy Nation.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.